Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinto. And so it came to pass in the third age of Lower Earth, during the second year of the Eagle, just after the fourth era of the Vole. I think it was a Tuesday. That the search for the Sword of Asnagar took the questers to the forest of Razak Dar, a treacherous, dark, and terrifying place that they'd been warned about many times. But you know how it is. Telling someone not to go somewhere just makes them want to go even more. My fellow questers, we must be brave. Try not to be consumed by fear.
We're in the forest of Razak Dar, Lord Vida, the scariest place in Lower Earth.
I must confess, even I'm feeling a flutter in my nether regions, and not in a good way.
And I am very much afraid that we are about to be attacked.
Oh, God! By whom?
Toby.
Toby? Doesn't sound very scary.
Oh, he is. Isn't he, everyone?
Oh, yes. Very.
So who is this Toby?
He is a giant two-headed fire-breathing warthog.
Well, why didn't you start with that?
Want to alarm you?
But Sam, surely you must have heard of Toby, the giant two-headed fire-breathing warthog?
Obviously not.
He guards the dagger of Razak Dar.
Oh, he's that giant two-headed fire-breathing warthog.
Are you joking?
Yes.
I'd hate to be a giant fire-breathing warthog. I mean, imagine if you were licking yourself and you suddenly sneezed. Bring a whole new meaning to the words nut roast.
What are we going to do about the giant warthog?
We need a plan.
I had a thought.
Oh, good. Well done, Vidar. Let's hear it.
Well, we're here. Mm-hmm. The warthog is here. Mm-hmm. As it approaches us here, mm-hmm. I thought we could all run at it with weapons drawn and start whacking it till it dies.
Genius!
Well, that's the classic approach. I like it.
Well, at least it's easy to remember.
Exactly. What's easy to remember?
Your plan? Will we run in and get completely incinerated?
Ah, yes. Oh, hang on.
Vidar, this is a terrible idea. We need to draw out the warthog and then attack it from the flanks.
What does everyone else think?
I like the direct approach, Lord Vidar. Keep it simple.
Got my vote.
That's two in favour. Sam?
I don't want to get involved.
Oh, come on, Sam. You have to vote.
No, I mean the fight with the giant warthog. I don't want to get involved.
Coward?
Is it cowardly to not want to face certain death?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Vidar, this isn't a popularity contest. You're the leader. You're meant to do what's right, not what's most popular.
Penthesilea, I was once told by a great elf lord that leadership is all about consensus. And that day I made a vow to find out what consensus meant.
Forget about consensus. When I was at the Amazon Warrior Academy, we put on this big end-of-term show, and I was the director. And let me tell you, you cannot direct a show by committee.
You were the director? I thought you played the lead.
Yes, that too.
You told me you were the set designer and the producer.
Yes, the point is not the fabulous reviews the ultimately one-woman show got. The point is that leaders have to make tough choices, not popular ones. Do you understand?
Yes. So that's two votes for, one against, one abstention.
Now, wait a minute, we haven't all voted. What about him?
Him?
Short guy with the tusks and two heads.
It's the warthog! Charge!
Attack the flanks!
No, wait. There's something wrong with it. Stand clear!
Well, that was a bit of an anticlimax.
Is he dead?
Not yet, but it will be once I slice it in twain.
It's not an it, Penthesilea. It's a him, Toby. And look at his little face. His little giant face. Well, it's two little giant faces.
It does seem a little merciless, Princess. I'm inclined to agree with the chosen one.
Vidar, you're the leader. Do what's right, not what's most popular. You make a decision and stick to it.
Hang on. What's that small, funny-shaped thing?
His name's Dean.
No. On the warthog. There's something round its neck.
Oh, yes. Got it.
It's the dagger of Razak Dar.
Wow. Pure dwarven craftsmanship.
Wow, what's so great about this dagger?
Well, anyone who is pierced by it is immediately slain.
Right. Might just pop it back in the scabbard.
It may only be used once, and then it turns to dust. None are immune from its power. Not even the most evil person in all of Lower Earth.
Of course. Who's that?
Lord Darkness.
Right! Our evil nemesis, who wishes to find the Sword of Asnagar and use it for evil.
Exactly.
Oh, so all we have to do is break into his impregnable castle, find Lord Darkness, withstand a withering onslaught of his necromantic evil magic, get right up next to him, and stab him with the dagger.
Yes, it's so simple.
Yes, except for all the things I just said.
Well, obviously we'll need a plan.
I agree. What does everyone else think?
Lord Darkness, I'm afraid I've got some rather bad news.
Oh,
it's about your giant two-headed fire-breathing warthog.
Oh, little Toby.
Yes, yes, he's very ill, I'm afraid.
Oh, poor little Toby.
Some form of swine flu, I think.
Well, he's had vaccinations for that, hasn't he?
Yes, although he was due a booster a couple of months ago.
Oops.
Yes, well, if you had it on a wall chart, like I suggested...
I've got charts. Charts everywhere, Creech. Being lord of all that's evil involves so much admin these days.
You need to relieve some stress, my lord.
Yes, I do, actually. You know, let's see, where's my stress ball?
Oh, you mean my head?
Yes, yes. That normally does the trick. No, it really isn't doing it for me anymore. I still feel tense somehow.
Well, you have been getting a lot more stressed recently. Maybe you need something stronger or bigger. Hmm. Or just not my head, basically.
No. I know what I need. I need some music. Yes, music calms even the most savage beast.
Oh, and by savage beast you mean?
Well, me, of course.
Yes, of course. Lord.
Creech, fetch my bard.
Yeah, that might be tricky. You threw him into the pit of eternal doom.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the sort of thing I'd do, but I don't actually remember...
Well, Harry the Minstrel, remember, kept playing that song about the lovesick unicorn?
Oh, God, yes, I hated that song. I'm just a lovesick unicorn.
Unicorn.
Oh, now I've got that stuck in my head on top of everything else.
Sorry, Sorry.
Find me another bard, will you, and be quick about it.
Well, I'm not sure there is another bard in the castle, Lord. You've been through quite a few.
Well, I'm not bothered where they come from, Creed. Hey, organise some kind of open auditions, There must be someone out there in Lower Earth who can sing.
You mean, so you think Lower Earth's got talent?
Why not?
I'm on the case, Lord.
Excellent. Just a unicorn.
Unicorn.
There it is. Castle Darkness. Shall we?
Shall we what?
You have a knock on the door.
Knock on the door and ask, hello, is Lord Darkness in? It's just we've got this dagger we'd very much like to stab him with.
Well, obviously I wouldn't start with that.
It's as good an idea as any, given the castle is pretty much impregnable.
There's nothing for it. We'll have to go in through the latrines.
Oh, no, please.
That does sound simpler.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Dean. Oh, sorry, but I've got a thing about being up to my neck in raw sewage. It's obviously just me.
Yes, and wandering around stinking of raw sewage might just give the game away.
Yeah, although for some of us it might be an improvement.
I'll have you know that I'm one of the cleaner dwarfs at Lower Earth.
Yeah, which is like saying you're one of the taller dwarfs.
All in favour of going in through the latrines?
Speedar, it doesn't matter what everyone else says. You need to do what you think is best.
Yes, you're right. Hands up who else agrees with Penthesilea.
Look, the castle has an obvious weak point. Up there, by the west tower. 300 yards of undefended wall by the balcony.
Where? Just by that huge coat of arms and the big letters that say, abandon hope, all ye who attempt to enter my castle.
What's that written underneath?
Mwa-ha-ha... Oh! Mwa-ha-ha-ha!
Are those letters made out of skulls?
Oh, he's just trying to scare us.
No, he's not trying to scare us. He's actually scaring us!
All we need to do is make a raft to cross the serpent-infested moat, get onto the ledge, scale the enormous wall, and overpower those evil-looking guards.
You're not really selling it.
You're the leader, Vidar. If you lead, they'll follow. Well, Dean is loyal.
Aye, to the death.
The Chosen One used to be a dog, so he'll agree with anyone about anything.
Is that true?
It is true.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And Sam likes to protest, but is ultimately spineless, so he'll just go along with majority.
Am I the only one who's going to object to that? Fine.
There you go. But you know my plan is the right one.
I agree. I've made my decision. To the West Tower, questers!
Let's go!
Come on, Sam!
Wait! This whole West Tower plan seems quite a difficult way in.
Getting into Lord Darkness's castle is going to be hard, Sam. It's not as if he's going to swing open the front door for us so we can just wander in.
Wow! Did you see that? The door to the castle just opened!
Yes, Amos, I did see that.
At the exact moment that you said that that would never happen!
Yes, Amos, thank you. Obviously, they're expecting someone. They're not just going to let anyone walk into the castle.
Absolutely anyone may just walk into the castle.
No way!
Yes, all right.
What's going on?
Here's a poster. Search for a bard.
Search for a bard? What's that meant to mean?
Must be some kind of talent contest.
Hey, Vidar, this is perfect.
Perfect? Why is it perfect?
Because one of us could pose as a bard and get into the castle, win the talent contest, and when Lord Darkness hands over the prize, it's stab you-know-who with you-know-what.
Stab Lord Darkness?
Right. And the other bit?
With the dagger of Razak Dar?
With you.
All we need is someone with a bit of singing experience, or who has, say, produced and starred in a one-woman musical.
Penthesilea, about... I can honestly say I've never produced and starred in a one-woman musical.
Me neither. Although after that trip to the vet a few years back, I am one step closer.
I had to do it, Amos. You were humping my chairs to death.
Wait! What are you, Princess? What were you saying earlier about that show you put on?
Oh, you mean my one-woman show?
Aye.
Left at the Tavern. A story of a princess left at the door of a humble inn to be raised as a commoner until she discovers her true identity.
Was it any good?
Oh, it was hopeless.
Oh, pity. So, who else...
Although the Amazon Times did say Penthesilea as Princess Phoebe was dazzling and a real revelation.
Really? So maybe you could...
Spellbinding. The Gargarian Post.
Right, good. So, if...
Sell your grandmother for a ticket. The Lyceum...
Okay! We've established it was a good show and you're up to it.
Well, if you're sure.
That's all very well, but will she not be recognised at the gates of the castle?
Good point. You need some kind of disguise, but fortunately you happen to have one already to go in your knapsack.
I'm an Amazonian warrior, Sam. I must have a disguise to hand if I'm going to defeat evil.
Right, and that's the only reason you always carry around a Princess Phoebe costume.
Look, we're wasting time. The other competitors are turning up. Come on, let's go.
Yes, to the West Tower.
To the gates, sure.
No, Penthesilea, the West Tower. I made my decision and we're sticking to it. That's what leaders do. You were very clear about it.
But I've changed my mind.
Well, I haven't. Follow me, questers.
Vidar.
Come on, chosen one.
Righto. Sam, you coming?
Well, this singing plan sounds quite good.
Oh, thank you, Sam. Well, you could be my backing singer. I've got a leotard and some pumps in my bag. And how are your jazz hands?
Vidar, wait for me.
Lord Marcus, is everything okay? I thought I heard the sound of a giant warthog being castrated.
Yeah, actually, that was me. I've just seen the vet's bill. Honestly, I thought I was the living embodiment of all that's twisted, but those vets really take their biscuit.
True.
Yes, anyway, it doesn't matter. I've got the vet over a barrel.
Yeah, and don't you mean that vet's got you over a barrel?
No.
Please, let me go! I'm tied to this barrel!
Oh, I see.
So, this search for a bard, Creech, I've had a few thoughts.
Oh, good, your evilness, because I've had to turn away lots of very low-quality acts.
Oh, no, Creech, no, we want dreadful ones, so we can all have a good laugh at them.
Oh, yeah, great idea, you merciless
lips. And I thought I would sit on the stage the whole time as a judge, seeing these worthless fools fail in front of me.
Yeah, fools!
The audience will lap it up.
Yeah, the audience will lap it. Wait a minute. But who do you think would want to watch such a horrible, degrading...
Orcs, goblins, trolls. They love this sort of base cruelty and humiliation.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone else would be appalled at such a tawdry and embarrassing display. They would never allow this form of entertainment to be incredibly popular, would
Very
they?
Very true, yes.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go and work on some vicious put-downs for these acts. See you out there, love.
Right, next act.
That's me.
Right, name?
Princess Phoebe.
Now, just a few questions about backstory. Helps with the overall show. Your parents are?
Oh, dead, sadly.
Oh, great.
What?
Did you kill them?
No, I did not.
Oh, shame. But you could say that you did. No, it'll go down very well with the judges. Lord Darkness loves a proper sob story.
Well, I'll bear that in mind.
Okay, right in you go, darling. Dressing room's on the right, just past the vet tied to a barrel.
Oh, is that a novelty act?
Please help me!
Right, everyone, to your leader. A progress reports on my plan to break in via the West Tower.
Wasn't it Penthesilea's plan?
Hey, Sam, there's no I in team.
I didn't say I.
Okay, so there's no Penthesilea in team.
Quite right, chosen one. She has gone her own way.
Yeah, she walked straight in through the front doors. She's the idiot.
Not at all, Sam. This plan is straightforward. Where are we on the raft, Dean?
Oh, if they would, because everything's been burnt for miles around.
So no raft, but... I only counted 9 servants, so...
Yeah, you only counted 9 because counting into double figures gives you a nosebleed.
That may be true. How many did you count?
300.
Okay, so when we get past the serpents, we need someone to get onto that ledge and sneak through that narrow space.
Oh, I'd like to volunteer. I'm very experienced at squeezing myself into narrow spaces.
Thanks, Dean, but the volunteer would need to be able to backflip over that wall, slay the guards, and throw down a rope.
Oh, you know who'd be good for that? We should be brilliant at it. Penthesilea.
Yes, thank you, Chosen One.
Look, may I suggest that Penthesilea's second plan was better, as it didn't involve rafts and serpents, and did involve big open doors.
You mean abandon the plan?
Well, I always say discretion is the better part of valour.
I'm not so sure.
Because you don't know what it means?
Yes.
He means abandon the plan. He might have a point.
I am the leader, and I've made my decision. If you don't want to be questers anymore, then by all means walk away. Hmm? In fact, I'm going to turn my back and count to 10. 1, 2...
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Here you are. But Vida, you know we'd follow you to the gates of Hades, but this is the best way.
So we're going to be an all-male group of strolling minstrels, are we? How does that work?
Well, where I come from, we have these things called boy bands. They sing songs they didn't write, and they're amazingly popular for about a couple of years, and everyone thinks they're incredibly sexy. But maybe that's not...
That's we want to be a boy band!
Can I be the tall one?
If you like.
I'll be the ginger one.
Actually, you could be the one who turns out...
Look, they're closing the gates! No time to lose!
Who's this again, Creech?
He's called Calgarassian the Clown Lord.
That doesn't sound promising, does it? When's he going to start singing, then?
Well, I think he's a mime artist, actually.
But you opened this contest up to mime artists? Creech, I want to be soothed with music, not bored to unconsciousness with physical theatre.
No. Come on, prejudices down. Sometimes physical theatre can be very striking and powerful.
Is that right? Well, if you want some striking physical theatre, how about this?
Oh, yes, very, very powerful.
Yeah, OK, thank you. We've seen enough. Sorry, Calgarassian, but that really wasn't good enough. I've had more fun in a cemetery. Grunto, what did you make of it? I totally agree. It was tedious nonsense. At one point, you were sort of pretending to be trapped in a, like, invisible box. If I want to see someone behaving like they're trapped, I'll just do this. Into the pit of eternal doom he goes. Oh, I'm enjoying this speech. Right, who's next?
There's no sign of her, Sam. We should go back to the West Tower.
She must be in here somewhere.
Let's keep looking. Maybe she's in this dressing room.
Sorry, madam.
You have nothing to fear.
Yeah, not from you.
Sam, Amos, what are you doing here?
Pretending to be a boy band to find you.
I'm the tall one.
Oh, brilliant. Who's the gay one?
That'll become fairly obvious over time. Now, have you found Lord Darkness?
Hey, you over there. Boy band, you're on.
What? Huh?
Sorry about the delay, yes. Yours, Vangaliness. Next up is some kind of boy band.
All right, so who are you lot, then?
We are the Questers, looking for the Sword of Asnagar.
What?
No, that's funny. We're not Questers.
How about the Seekers?
Oh, yes, that's good.
Yeah, we are the Seekers.
Of the Sword of Asnagar.
No! We have no views on the Sword of Asnagar. No, we're not Questers or Seekers. We're the opposite of that. We go wherever we like, don't we, guys?
Yes, we do.
Anywhere. North, south, east or west. Wherever we like. That's why we're called No Direction.
Oh, that's a very well-chosen name, especially considering it took you 10 minutes just to find your way onto the stage. I just made that up, Creech, off the top of my head.
Excellent, your spontaneousness. Yeah.
So, no direction. So you've got the tall one, the fat one, no prizes for guessing who the gay one is.
Hey! Who's he talking about?
So, what are you going to sing for us, eh?
Oh,
come on, I want a song now!
What are we going to do? Okay. Everybody follow my lead. V-Dog, count me in.
10. Oh,
thank you.
I sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate me?
It's a no from me. You can sit and wait in the pit of eternal doom. There's another ad-lib there, Creech.
Very good, yeah. My lord.
Who's next?
Princess Phoebe.
So, Princess Phoebe, let's see if Hebe, if Hebe, if the G, if the, if Phoebe is feeble or... no, I can't do anything with that creature, not at all, I'm trying. All right, Princess Phoebe, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing a medley of hits from Left at the Tavern.
The stage is yours.
Oh, well, nice going, Sam.
Well, what were you going to sing?
I was going to sing the Dwarven song I picked up at some clubs I used to go to. It was called Naftara Waslik Mupa Handla Pegni Wurti 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 Kala Prit Russell.
What does that mean?
I am what I am.
Come now, Questers. No use bickering. Where are we?
A dungeon. Clearly made by dwarves, there'll be no escape.
Okay, let's try and stay positive.
Yes! Yes, we set out to get inside the castle, and we are still inside the castle. So that's a win!
Hey, but look at all these bones of those that went before us.
Well, look, this one's got a loot.
Yeah, another competitor from the past who didn't make it.
Wait a minute! I know that loot anywhere. That belonged to Harry the Minstrel. He won this contest 3 years ago.
Really?
He had a hit with the Lovesick Unicorn song. It was huge in the clubs he used to go to. And just the Lovesick Unicorn, Unicorn, Unicorn.
This is awful. So even winning bards get thrown into this pit eventually?
There are quite a few of them. What a tragic sight.
Hang on. Doesn't this mean Penthesilea is in danger?
Well, only if she wins. But if she wins, she'll be able to kill Lord Darkness with the dagger of Razak-Dar.
Great! So everything's fine, then.
Well, that's one way of looking at it. The other way to look at it is that we're in the pit of eternal doom in the castle of the embodiment of all that's evil.
Yes, but somewhere around here will be that hilarious mime artist that was on before us.
We've got to get out of here! We're going to look for a hidden door!
Hey, listen, listen, listen. This pit was crafted by dwarven hands. There's no way there'd be anything as obvious as a hidden door.
Found one!
Well done, Vida!
I was next to this man tied to a barrel.
Please, someone save me!
Come on, Questers, through the tunnel!
My love. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, for my money, that was a bit over the top, don't you think, Lord? Lord Darkness? Something in your eye?
Yes, Peach. Tears. I'm not ashamed to say it. That song really spoke to me.
Did it?
Were you never left at a tavern and raised as a commoner, only to discover that you were really special?
All but the last bit.
Grab the trophy, Creech. Orcs and goblins, we have a winner. It is... Princess Phoebe! Oh, they love you. I thought you were wonderful. How do you feel?
Oh, I could kiss you.
Well, why don't you?
Well, because you're pure evil and I'll probably burn my lips.
Oh, well, that's a good point, yeah. Now, as the winner, you get this trophy.
Oh, thank you. Now to unsheathe the dagger and end suffering on Lower Earth forever.
And you get to be my personal bard. You shall live in the castle's west tower in the lap of luxury and will also go on a sell-out world tour of all the top taverns of Lower Earth.
Did you say sell-out world tour?
So, Princess Phoebe, welcome to the West Tower. Your home for the next... Well, let's not be too specific.
Oh. Well, the flowers, are they for me?
Yes.
Well, and that fruit basket, is that for me?
Yes, yes, yes. The flowers and the fruit and the bowls filled with recreational drugs are all for you. You're a star now, Princess. We have to start treating you like one.
I'm so excited.
Yes, well, I'll just leave you to it.
Oh, the fruit smells so nice. And the flowers. And I'm sure the recreational drugs smell nice too.
Princess.
Vida.
We've come to rescue you. We were worried your head had been turned by the bright lights and the attention.
What do you mean?
Well, you won the competition, but the whole stabbing Lord Darkness with the dagger thing must have slipped your mind.
Oh, yes. New plan. At all of the taverns of Lower Earth, and between you and me, I think I'm going to get screwed over on the box office, but, well, I'm in this for long term.
Long term? You'll end up rotting in the pit of eternal doom. That's where we found all the other so-called competition winners.
Along with that vet tied to a barrel.
Actually, did we let him out?
Nope.
Good. What those people do to dogs should not be allowed.
Thanks for the warning, but I think I can take care of myself.
Penthesilea, don't you see? This dream of yours is a denial of who you are. An Amazonian warrior determined to destroy evil.
But they loved me. They all loved me.
But after the world tour, he's going to kill you.
But I'll be famous.
Penthesilea, you helped me realize I was too concerned about the opinions of others rather than doing the right thing.
And so you're saying the right thing now is to forget all this Princess Phoebe stuff, find Lord Darkness, and stab him with the dagger of Razak-Dar.
Yeah, no, that's better than what I had. Yes, do that.
Why? What were you going to say?
Starting with the small clubs, working your way up.
No. You've reminded me of my sacred quest. Now let's find Lord Darkness.
That won't be necessary, Princess Phoebe, or should I say, Penthesilea.
Lord Darkness!
The same. And I brought along an old friend of yours. And would you believe his favourite food is roasted Quester?
Well, that seems like a bit of a coincidence.
That's just a turn of phrase. God, you Questers are so literal.
Vidar, Vidar, do something!
Attack!
Oh, I think he's about to breathe more fire!
Penthesilea, attack from the flanks!
Where's my sword?
Use the dagger of Razaktar!
But... okay.
Great, another dead evil beast, another bloody pet insurance claim. This job's nothing but paperwork nowadays. Creech, get me my quill, will you?
Quick, while he's filling the forms out.
Yes, discretion is the better part of valour. That means run away, right?
Yeah, come on.
You must retreat, and so can return with the fateful weapon that will vanquish evil forever. So onwards, questers, for the sword of Asnagar awaits.
You have been listening to Elven Quest, starring Darren Boyd, Kevin Eldon, Dave Lamb, Stephen Mangan, Alistair McGowan, and Ingrid Oliver. The writer was James Carey. The producer was Sam Michel.